Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Now, last week, we talked to Gavin Rothwell, a young student from Trinity College who's helping to organise a speaking tour, which will address such topics as, does God exist? Do God and science mix? And is Christianity credible? And features internationally renowned academics and Christian apologists, John Lennox, Professor John Lennox from Oxford University, and Dr. William Lane Craig, Professor of Philosophy at Talbot School of Theology, Biola University in California. And while the tour is underway, and Dr. Craig is recently listed as one of the 50 most influential living philosophers by the Best Schools magazine. He is joining us on the line. Dr. Craig, you're very welcome to Spirit Radio.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
Oh, thank you so much. And I must say, this is a real treat for me because I've read a lot of what you've written and sort of hunted you over the past few years. Personal pleasure. But first of all, Dr. Craig, do tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, my wife and I have two children. I have a ministry in philosophy and theology, speaking on university campuses around the world, and in publications, both on an academic level and then on a popular level. Our ministry is called Reasonable Faith, and it's a web-based ministry. At our site, reasonablefaith.org, people will find free of charge articles, debates, lectures, podcasts, a weekly question of the week, an open forum for dialogue, and many, many other resources for the defense of the Christian faith.
Right. And the idea of reasonable faith, Dr. Craig, is something that I think a lot of people will struggle with, because there's been a very popular idea abroad for, particularly in the last 50 years, you might say, that faith is not reasonable at all, that faith and, let's say, science and so on do not mix. And do you think that the tide is turning on this, or is it a constant battle for you to convince people?
I think that when you take the long run and you compare where we are today, back during the dark days of the 1930s and the 40s, things have greatly improved. There's been a renaissance in Christian philosophy over the last generation, such that some of the finest English-speaking philosophers at our most prestigious universities are outspoken Christians. There's been a similar revolution in historical Jesus studies, so that Jesus is no longer viewed against the backdrop of pagan mythology, but is now looked at against the backdrop of first-century Palestinian Judaism. And the Gospels have emerged as very credible historical sources for the life and teaching of Jesus. And finally, I think there's an ongoing revolution in physics, where contemporary science is more open to the existence of a creator and designer of the cosmos than at any time in recent memory. So I am very glad to be alive today at a time when we're experiencing such a renaissance of Christian intellectual credibility and resources.
Yeah, and it's as you say, it's a fascinating discovery, you might say. Let me just focus on science for a minute, because do you feel that the more we discover scientifically, the more likely it is that God exists? I mean, I know this is something you talk about an awful lot, but what's your view?
Yes, I do. I think that's correct. The view before the turn of the 20th century, back in the 19th century, was that the universe is basically an eternal, closed system, which is basically a kind of static entity that doesn't have any sort of transcendent creator and designer. But as a result of modern cosmology and the application of the general theory of relativity to the universe as a whole, we now know that the universe has a history, and that indeed all the evidence indicates that it's finite in the past and had an absolute beginning a finite time ago, which fairly cries out for the existence of a transcendent creator of the universe. Moreover, scientists have discovered over the last 50 years that, contrary to expectation, the initial conditions of the universe when it began were finely tuned for the existence of embodied conscious agents in the universe with a delicacy and precision that literally defies human comprehension, so that the initial conditions of the universe, again, fairly cry out for design as the best explanation. And that's why I said contemporary physics is more open to a creator and designer of the universe than it has been for years and years and years.
Mm. Oh, it's fascinating to hear you talk about it. When you're debating these topics, and this is something that interests me in terms of your perspective, in a way, accepting faith, it isn't just about the head, it's also about the heart. And, you know, when you're trying to convince people of things, is there a point where you can only go so far in convincing them of what is obvious, and then it has to be a heart thing?
Not exactly. I don't see the relationship between faith and reason as reason leads you to a certain point, and then from there's a kind of leap of faith the rest of the way. I think the reason we can talk about reasonable faith is because faith is trusting in what you have good reason to think is true. Hmm. Faith is trusting in what you have good reason to think is true. So reason, I think, will lead you to the conclusion that Christian theism is true. And then the question of faith will be, will I trust in, will I commit my life to this God who has created the world and revealed himself in Jesus?
Well, I could listen to you talk about it for hours, but let's talk about the events that are coming up. I understand you're in Trinity College this evening, talking at 7:30, is that right?
At 7 o'clock, we have a debate with Professor Daniel Kame, who is a professor of philosophy at the University of Hull, on the question of God's existence. And although the hall itself is probably full to capacity, this is going to be broadcast live on our Reasonable Faith Facebook page. So people who cannot attend in person can simply go to our Reasonable Faith Facebook page and watch the debate live there.
Oh, well, fantastic. And I know there's more events coming up. I know there's on Friday, there's the Gibson Hotel, Is Christianity Credible? That's a public lecture, isn't that right?
Yes, that's correct. That's in the evening on Friday at the Gibson Hotel. And that will afford opportunity for the audience to ask questions. We'll open the mic to all comers, and any question is legitimate.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I'll tell you what, we're just short on time. We'll have to go to the news in a minute. But Dr. Craig, it's absolute pleasure to speak to you here on Spirit. And just to give a shout out, go to Reasonable Faith. It's Reasonable Faith Facebook, isn't that right? So Reasons 2017.
Well, there's reasonablefaith.org, yep, which is the website, and then the Reasonable Faith Facebook page to watch the live broadcast.
Well, Dr. Craig, it's such a pleasure to speak to you. All the best with these events. And
It's a pleasure to be here in Ireland and to talk with you.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, all the best with those events. You take care.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.